Would you stand for the confession of faith, which is the Apostles' Creed? Let us share in it together in unison. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, the maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he arose from the dead, he ascended into heaven, and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Please. Our scriptures for today are taken first from 1 Samuel, 2nd chapter, verses 18 through 20, and verse 26. Let us listen now for the word of God in scripture. Samuel was ministering before the Lord, a boy wearing a linen ephod. His mother used to make for him a little robe and take it to him each year when she went up with her husband to offer the yearly sacrifice. Then Eli would bless Elkanah and his wife and say, "May the Lord repay you with children by this woman for the loan that she made to the Lord." And then they would return to their home. Now the boy Samuel continued to grow both in stature and in favor with the Lord and with the people. Now from Colossians, the third chapter, verses 12 through 17. Therefore, as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. Bear with one another, and if anyone has a complaint against another, forgive each other. Just as the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. Above all, clothe yourselves with love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body. And be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Teach and admonish one another in all wisdom. And with gratitude in your hearts, sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs to God. And whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Beloved, this is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Amen.
I want to welcome us again to this Sunday and the last Sunday for the year and the last Sunday before the new year. And I want to thank God for all that God has done and has given us another wonderful opportunity,
yes,
to rejoice in his presence and to prepare ourselves for the year that is ahead of us. No retreat, no surrender. Amen. So this morning, I want to share with us on the topic, the peace of Christ. And I take my reading from Colossians, where we read in Colossians chapter 3. I want to read verse 15 and verse 16. It says, "And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in the one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Teach and admonish one another in all wisdom and with gratitude in your hearts. Sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs to God." Isaiah, trying to prophesy about Jesus, called him the Prince of Peace. Mm-hmm. And you agree with me that the word prince means a king in the making or in the waiting. A prince is going to be the next king or children of kings. So Isaiah calling, identifying Jesus as the Prince of Peace simply means that when he shall be born in your life, when you enthrone him in your life, he will no longer be Prince of Peace, but he will be the King of Peace. So meaning that if you enthrone him in your life, it's all about individuals. It's all about individuals. When you enthrone him, allow him to be enthroned in your life, then he becomes the King of your life. And that King is King of Peace, meaning that for every trouble of your life, he will exchange them for peace.
Yes.
And then why is it important? All this period, we've been hearing about Jesus and the peace. It has been all around. The whole message of Christmas is all about the peace that Jesus came to give.
Yes.
The singular reason why he was born was to bring peace to a world that is already troubled. A world that is already in chaos.
Yes.
A world that has fallen already. And a world that has lost hope. And then Jesus came in to bring hope.
Yes.
To the hopeless world. And to calm all the storms of life in the world. Of course, that he did. But does it mean that there are no more troubles in the world? There are a lot. Even this time, I wonder if we'll have more troubles than there was before Jesus came. And in every life, you are troubled with one thing or the other. Chinua Achebe, a writer, says that things has fallen apart and the centers cannot hold anymore. A lot of people are trying to make centers hold, but the centers can no longer hold. And when you look at America and think about what happens after the 20th of January, you begin to wonder, will the center hold? Because all we hear is how things will fall apart. All we hear is how families will be scattered. All we hear, no good news. No good news, no news of hope. And you keep on wondering, what is going to happen? How are we going to survive? How will America be? What is going to be like? But God says, let not your heart be troubled. So if you already is getting worried and woke up about what is going to happen, I have this message from God for you. Let not your heart be troubled.
Amen.
He says, you believe in God, believe also in me. Forget about what is going to happen. Let this King of Peace be enthroned in your life. Yes. Open up for this King of Peace. And in the chaosness of the world, you will experience peace. Yes. And when people are shouting about falling down, you'll be praising God for a lifting up. Yes. It does not matter what betides America, what betides the rulership, what betides the president. Of course, remember that when Jesus becomes the king of your life, he is the king of all kings. He is the president of all presidents. So it doesn't matter who is the president there or who is the president there. It all matters who is the president inside of you. Because the Bible says, fear not, my little children. For he that is in you is greater than he that is in the world. This morning, I want to announce to you that there is no reason to panic. There is no reason to panic. Just do one thing. Let this King of Peace be enthroned in your life. Open up to this King of Peace, because in a time like this, we need his peace more than ever before. In a time like this, we need him more than we have ever needed him. And thank God he is ready. He is willing. He has been born. And he is willing to be enthroned in your life, yes, and to bring everything and command a tranquility in your life. And you will experience his peace. And you will grow. He will be the order of you will be the author of your life. When Paul was writing in Colossae, where we read about this King of Peace, he says, let the peace of Christ rulership. Let the peace of Christ rule in your life. What does that mean? A ruler is a controller. So meaning, let your life from now be controlled by the peace of Christ. Yes. Not by what is happening around you. But let the peace of Christ rule in your heart. Mm-hmm. Remember that the heart is the very center of your life. Mm-hmm. Bible says, whatsoever a man thinketh in his heart, so he is. So whatever happens in your heart, whatever imaginations and thought that goes on in your life, makes who you are. Mm-hmm. So if the peace of Jesus will be allowed to rule in your life, then you will become a product of peace all around you, because the Prince of Peace has been born, yes, unto us, because unto us he has been given. Therefore, open up your hearts to him. Allow the peace of Christ to rule. One thing you must have to do is to get rid of every fear. The scriptures is full of fear not, fear not, yes, fear not, fear not, fear not, fear not. Fear not, my little children. Fear not everywhere. So what are the fears that has captivated you? Fear is a destroyer. Fear is the beginning of failure. Whatever you fear about and you get into it, you are going to fail, definitely. Mm. Fear can destroy your strength and make you nobody. Therefore, as a child of God who has the King of Peace ruling his life, you fear nothing. Yes. I shall fear no evil, for your act is with me. Your rod and your staff, they will comfort me. Mm-hmm. You have a God who is greater than every circumstance your life. Yes. You have a God who is greater than every sickness. Name what troubles you this morning, and I want to tell you, you have a God who is greater, who is bigger than anything you can think of. Mm. Therefore, stand firm the book of Galatians chapter 5 says, state, now therefore, stand firm in the liberty whereby Christ has made us free. Stand fast in that liberty. Jesus has set you free from fear, from sickness, from death. Acknowledge what he has done in your life. Acknowledge him in your life and stand fast by just the truth about Jesus and what he has accomplished. Remember, let all men be liars, but God remain truthful. For it is two immutable things for God to lie. He can never lie. Whatever he says he will do, that he will do. Whoever he said you are, that you will be. Whatever he says will happen, that will happen. So God is the architect of your life. Your life is not governed, should not be governed by whatever human government we have. But I'm talking about your life. But you should allow your life to be governed by this King of Kings, yes, and this Prince of Peace. Yes. When your life is governed by him, then you are not afraid of whatever that will happen, because you know that always he got your back. Yes. Therefore, when Paul was writing and saying, let the peace of Christ rule in your life, what is he trying to tell us? See everything, no matter what happens. See them from one aspect, from the aspect of the peace of Christ. Mm. Interpret every situation through the peace that Jesus gives. Don't interpret anything with either frustration or failure or a thing that is, don't even have the language of impossibility in your personal dictionary. Because with God, all things are possible. Therefore, delete impossibility in your language. Delete impossibility in your interpretation of situations. It doesn't matter how it tarries. The Bible says, wait for it, though it tarries. Wait for it, for it shall surely come to pass. Don't forget that as far as under the sun is concerned, there is a time and there is a season. Yes. Sometimes, let me just explain what we're talking about, time and season. Season and time. We are now almost in winter, but you discover that some part of this U.S. are getting serious snow while we don't get. So, but we all generally are in winter. Now, when it talks about snow, a specific aspect of the season, then it is the time. Maybe a time will come when we will have snow. Or not, I don't know. But we are all. So that's how life is. There are seasons. When your season comes, then God will begin to work towards accomplishment of all the purpose of your life, a particular thing you want to accomplish in your life. But the manifestation of that will be at the appointed time. Yes. So many people have lost out in their seasons. They were not patient to get to their time. Mm. But they got so much in a hurry, and they dashed out even when they were already in your season. Mm. I want to announce to you that your season is right now. You are in your season. I don't know what you are looking for. I don't know what you are trusting God for. You are already in the season, but wait for the time. Because that vision is just for an appointed time. Therefore, wait for it. It will surely come to pass. No matter what you are going through, I tell you that next year, 2025, that people are getting afraid of, if only you will grab this Prince of Peace, that will be the best year in your life. I want to announce to you that God will change and turn around your fears unto glory. He will turn around your disappointments to praise. He will bless you because you have anchored and held tightly on him. Yes. He will bless you because you have looked on him and never looked on any man. He will bless you because you have depended on him. You only say, Lord, you are the only one I have. No matter what is going on, Jesus, you are my only Savior.
Yes.
There is no name given among men, whether king or prince, whereby we can be saved. Whether Democrat or Republican. There is no name given. It doesn't matter. There is no name. Nobody can save us. No name can save us. It's just Jesus that can save us. So we don't need either parties. We need Jesus. And when we have him, we have all things. Because definitely, men must surely fail us. Bible says, woe unto him that put his trust on the arm of flesh. Who is that man that will never fail? Tell me the man, I've never seen one. But Jesus, he's the only one that can never fail. Therefore, put your hope in him. Anchor your faith in him. In time like this, we need an anchor. In time like this, we need a savior. But make sure that your anchor holds on the solid rock. It's a rock that can never fail. No earthquake can push it and move it around. It is a rock that can withstand every earthquake and every thunderstorm. Make sure right now that you anchor on him. When you anchor on him, then I will assure you that your 2025 is assured to be great and greater than you ever expected. Because he knows the way, we don't know the way. Hold your hand unto his hand and let him lead you. He will lead you through the path of green grass. He will lead you through the still waters. And you will enjoy all the benefit of knowing him as Jesus. How do we get this peace? St. Paul said in verse 16, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly.
Yes.
There is no other way to receive this peace of God, to experience this peace of God, if not through the word of God. Let the word of Christ dwell richly. Get more and more and more. So many times we begin to think that we have read enough. Or we know enough of the word of God. You can never know enough of the word of God. Because that word, Bible says, let it dwell more. Do more. Study more. Meditate more on the word of God.
Yes.
Because when you meditate on the word of God, you see your fear disappear. And you see peace taking over your life. That even when people are confused, you are not in confusion. Even when people are troubled, you are strong. Amen. Joshua said in Joshua 1:8, let the word not depart from your mouth. Confession brings possession. What do you confess? Let the word not depart. It does not matter what confronts you. Speak the word of God to every situation. Prophesy. God told Ezekiel, can these bones live again? Dry bones, can they live again? That is an impossibility. God saying, Ezekiel, is there any impossibility at all? And Ezekiel said, you are the one, only one that is. God said, prophesy. Say something. You have to address the situation in your life. And whatever you say concerning the situation is what stands. Because God has made us little gods and we have power in the spoken word. Remember, the heavens and the earth were created out of a spoken word. Bible said that God called those things that we are not as though they are and they become. What is lacking in your life? What are the emptiness of your life? What are the things that you want out of your life? What are the things you want into your life? They are in your mouth. Speak. Let this word of God not depart from your mouth. To every situation, tell that situation what God said concerning, because the Bible has said everything concerning everything. There is nothing that God has said nothing about. He has said something for everything. Therefore, whatever name that situation is named, God has said something concerning it. All you need to do is speak back to that situation. The Lord God says, the Bible says, it is written in the word of God. Amen. They overcame him in Revelation. Through the word of their mouth, they overcame the devil by the words of their testimony. Yes. What do you testify when you have a little headache? What is your testimony? Oh my God. Oh my God. I'm done. Is that your testimony? Well, if ordinary headache makes you done, then you will done. The done you will done is decided by you. So what do you say? Don't you know that the God that created the head is greater than the egg in the head? And if he has created the head, he has the power to stop the egg in the head. Will you speak the word of God to that thing, telling him that you have the healer whose stripes we have been healed? Do you tell that sickness that the stripe of Jesus has brought healing? Not we bring, has already brought healing. Do you stand to claim what God has accomplished for you? Brethren, Jesus has done it all. Nothing is remaining. He says it is finished. He has accomplished everything you will ever need. What is your duty? Claim, 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 claim what he has done for you. Make it personal. My body is the temple of the living God. Therefore, sickness, you have no portion in this body. You don't know that sickness can hear you. Yes, they do. Everything hears the word of God. Every situation in your life, speak forth the word. The word is in your mouth. Speak it forth. Let it dwell richly in your heart and let it flow from your mouth like streams of living waters. Meditate. Joshua said, was commanded. Meditate on it. Sit down, even if it's 10 minutes in a day, and think about what God says in his word. A verse a day makes you a wonderful Christian. Not a verse that is just read, but a verse that you meditate on. You don't need to stop driving to meditate, right? You don't need to get out of your office to meditate. You can meditate on his word even while you are driving, even while you are eating, even while you are in the bathroom, at any time. Therefore, try to make sure that the light of God's word, one verse at a time, comes into your life. And think about it. God can accomplish a lot of things through you. Then, thirdly, he was commanded, he says, when you have the word in you and when you meditate, then try to do and to become what the word says you should do or say you shall become. If the word said you are healed, get up and run like someone that is healed. And now, faith, therefore, is the evidence of things hoped for. What are you hoping for? What are you looking towards it? Create the evidence. Remember, when the people of Israel were to cross the Red Sea, God said, Jordan, God says, let the priests that bear the ark, first of all, stamp their feet on the water. Well, I think if I was one of the priests, I would resign at that moment because I would be afraid of my life. But that is God for you. It is impossible to please God. It is impossible to receive from God. James says that he that wavereth can never receive anything from God. Why didn't God cause the water to part? Why does he want the priest? Because faith must be exercised. You must show God that you believe that he can do it. Simple. And then when the priest marched there, the water divided. Every situation in your life can divide and get off if only you will walk in by faith. If only you will allow this Prince of Peace to rule in your heart. He says, when you observe them, then you have you become prosperous and you have a good success. The word of God is true and powerful, and it can do all and everything he says it can do. Let not your heart be troubled. Remember? Therefore, do not be afraid, because I guess we all wish that January 20 never comes. We wish that maybe it gets to January 19, something will happen, turn back again, and come to January 1. Unfortunately, God cannot change the nature he has created. It will definitely come, but you are marching into that with God. Therefore, no need to fear. Why worry when you can pray, trust in Jesus, and he will lead your way. Do not be doubting, Thomas, but trust on his promise. Why worry, 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 when you can pray? Why are you worried? When you can pray, speak to God in prayer. Stop doubting God. Stop doubting God's word. Speak the word of God. Talk to God in prayers, and every mountain in your life will be surmounted. I pray that God will help us as we march right now with strength and faith, and as we march with this empowerment onward in our lives, that every fears and every troubles of our lives shall give way to the peace, because the Prince of Peace